So nice to have you back here for another show. We venture ahead in the calendar a whole day from the previous episode. We have a dumb birthday game from May 24th, 1992. We also learn that it's the anniversary of Norm's first professional paid broadcasting assignment. You'll have to wait to find out what year it was. From those humble beginnings to hosting weekend overnight radio, playing dumb games and calling phone booths around the world where nobody answers, it truly was the apex of Norm's radio career. Now make sure you play along at home, too. Trying to guess the ages people were then, 29 years ago, adds another level of complexity. One day, I may just have to do a live stream of a game, invite some guests, and guess all over again. Let me work on that, and let me know what you think in the comment section. Alrighty, our players are Jimmy from Winthrop, Don from Melrose, a first-time player, Donna from Norwood, also a first-time player, and it's her birthday, Marion in Chatham, another first-time player, and it's her birthday too. And though there's no proof, she may have been celebrating a bit throughout the game. I'm producing it on the phone. We have Lou Ambrosino in traffic. Birthdays with all the sound effects. Bob Dylan, Gary Berghoff, Priscilla Presley, Roseanne Cash, and Patti LaBelle. Because Marion is getting harder to understand at this point, and we're laughing about it, Marion says something, and Norm's reply is so funny. At the time, it went right by everyone, but I caught it this time and had a really good laugh. We also have some events in history. The first Major League Baseball game played at night. What year did the Brooklyn Bridge open? And Samuel F.B. Morse, never trust a man with two middle initials, transmitted the first telegraph message. Do you know what it was? You're going to have to stay tuned for that, too. Post-game, Norm's alone now. Peepers from the bogs are playing. Is that a dead body? A muddy hand rises from the bog? A face that... We have some AccuWeather guitar accompaniment by Gladys Podklubnik. We also take a couple of calls. Marilyn, or is it Marilyn Gorelnik tonight? This is a woman who we believe changes her name each time she calls, and she speaks so fast we can't understand her. She's all over the place, laughing and carrying on. Norm keeps throwing gasoline on that fire by wildly fake laughing at everything. The last call we take is from Ruth Clennett. She says that Marion from the game used to call Dave Maynard, and her one and only niece got married that night in Orlando. And we close with a quick sports update. Happy radio anniversary, Norm.
You don't need skill, you don't have to be a brain. You just call Norm to play the dumb birthday game. Play the dumb birthday game.
Okay, it is time to play that dumb birthday game, the game that all America is talking about and playing in their own homes. Thank you. We have Jimmy, who will be a member of the panel today from Winthrop. Hi, Jimmy.
Good morning, Norm. It's amazing. Are my ears deceiving me, or is everybody cured of their foot itch and rashes and stuff? I don't hear those commercials anymore.
No, I know it. Gold Bond has been so successful, I feel they need not advertise on this program anymore.
I am so happy about that.
That's right. It's nice to know that because of the work we've done and the message that we've delivered,
Alive, alive, oh.
That's right. People are not scratching all over now, and I'm just so darn glad. That's why it's just so quiet. We have Don with us from Melrose. Hi, Don.
Morning, Norm.
Good morning, Don. Is this your first try, or have we done this before?
Yeah, this is my first time playing this game.
Oh, I imagine you must be just nervous and just so darn excited.
I'm just really excited to be able to play.
Okay. You're Don, and this is Donna.
Right.
From Norwood. How you doing, Donna?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Is this your first try also?
Yes, it is.
Hey, a lot of first-time players. That's good. This is your birthday today, I'm told.
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, a very, very happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Are you celebrating in any special kind of way?
Taking the day off.
Now, normally you would work on Sunday.
Around the house.
Oh, around the house. I see. Okay. And Marion down in Chatham. Hi, Marion.
Hi, good morning, Norm.
Good morning,
Well, this is my lucky day. I just woke up and I had to say, Norm, how old are you?
How old am I?
Don't ask me how old I am, but it is my birthday.
Oh, today's your birthday also?
Right. Yeah.
You and Donna both have a birthday today. Happy birthday, Marion.
That's great.
I won't ask either one of you how old you
are. Oh, no. My heavens. I mean, I don't feel as old as I think I am.
Okay, and this is your first crack at this the dumb birthday game also.
Of course.
Son of a... Well, isn't that nice?
Oh, I was just so thrilled. I'm so excited that I practically the bed is practically in rumbles.
Oh my goodness! Ooh, that's really exciting. When the bed is in rumbles, you know you're excited.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Tony is also, of course, Tony Nesbitt, our producer, is playing the game with us. Good morning, Tony. I'm just saying good morning to Tony. I've been looking at him all morning, all night.
You didn't put me on the air.
Oh,
now I'm here.
Oh, now you're on the air. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's, of course, it's my first time at this also.
Also, you're going to do bad jokes, are you, Tony?
No, it won't be my first time at that.
At telling bad jokes?
Yeah, you got that right.
Okay. It won't be Lou Ambrosino's first time either, because he's played the game with us before, a traffic person.
A wily veteran.
Yeah, how you doing, Lou?
Hello there.
Okay, well, now, this is the panel, and it's an exciting panel, too, including two women, which is nice. And some interesting people who were born on May 24th, besides Donna and Marion.
And one of those women has a shaking bed.
Well, I'm really playing the 25th, to be honest.
Oh, it's actually the 25th on a Monday. I see.
I like that extra day.
Okay. I'm sorry. Are you Marion or Donna?
I'm Marion.
Oh, Marion. Okay. Marion is the 25th and Donna is the 24th.
Yeah, right.
Okay. And this was the day, May 24th, that my first professional, that is paid, broadcast assignment was on this day, so this is my broadcast anniversary.
Is
that exciting?
No, did they really pay you?
They actually paid me at that time. Yeah, I don't say
it. Well, that's gotta be worth it, too.
Yeah, they didn't. I didn't say they continued to pay me through the years, but that at the beginning they did.
Yeah.
You're worth every penny, Norman.
Yeah.
Say that again.
My first week's.
They're calling up, lampposts and things like that.
Well, we do. That's right. That's how my career has blossomed into a point where we're calling.
You've come a long way for that. You know?
That's right. We have. The career has really reached a peak where now we call payphones where nobody answers.
Not bad for
Chelsea boys. Yes, something like that. Okay, Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan is. This is his birthday today. Jimmy, how old is Bob Dylan?
Robert Zimmerman is, let's see, I would say 54.
54, says Jimmy. Okay, Don, how old do you think that Bob Dylan is today?
51.
Okay, or as Jimmy says... Robert Zimmerman, born in Duluth, Minnesota. And Donna, Donna, what do you think?
49.
Okay, how old do you think he is, Marion?
Well, he appeared at some benefit, and they said my son used to, he thought Bob Dylan was great, and he just looked terrible. And I'm guessing that he's probably 56.
He's looked terrible for a long time.
Yeah, he's always looked terrible.
But, this was prophetic.
I saw
him. They actually felt sorry for him.
Yeah, I saw him in concert in a symphony hall back in the 60s. He didn't look too great then either. But the audience was going nuts.
Yes, he was a good guitarist, but...
He's a good guitarist?
Yeah.
But he never could sing very well.
Oh,
that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, and here's the Indian.
Rolling Stone.
I never heard anybody say he was a good guitarist. That's interesting. He usually writes pretty songs. Pardon me? Pardon me?
My son liked anyone that would play a guitar. Okay,
are you gonna keep talking about your son this entire
program? No. Okay. He's been on Jeopardy, though.
Because your son was on Jeopardy?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that interesting? How did he do?
Well, it's marvelous to have this, He said, well, I think I'll be out at least 3 days. Well, his area is, you know, like his physics and math and stuff. So some of the other areas. So he only lasted, he had a trip to Palm Springs.
I believe the question was, when was he?
How long was he on the show? How long did he do it?
He was only on one day.
Okay, that's the answer.
Up, you know,
no, that's like, okay. That's the answer. That's okay. Yeah. Marion, that's okay. That's enough. That's enough, Marion. We're sick to death of... We're sick to... Marion, Marion, you going to talk through everything? We're sick to death. We're sick to death of your son, Marion. We're sick to death. We can't stand your son. Be quiet about him.
I'll go quietly, officer.
Okay. Tony, how old is Bob Dylan today?
54 sounds about right to me.
54.
Yeah.
Okay. And Lou, what do you think?
Oh, Bob Dylan. I'll say, I really can't stand his music. I never liked him.
He ain't blowing in the wind and that kind of stuff. You don't like that, eh?
No.
Okay.
I'll say 53.
53. Okay. Let's check the age. Let's check the actual age of. I can't do it. Big Bob Dylan. Let's check the actual age of Bob Dylan, though.
Let's. Could someone do it? Here we go. All right.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the exact age of Bob Dylan. Okay. That's blowing in the wind.
Blowing in the wind.
Okay. Don actually came the closest, not only the closest, but he hit it right on the button. Bob Dylan is 51 years old today. Bob Dylan, 51.
Sorry, Tony, I thought I knew it.
I thought it sounded right.
Well, you all were pretty close. You're all within a reasonable area. Gary Berghoff, is he the guy from MASH?
Radar on
MASH, okay. This is Gary Berghoff's birthday, and we'll start with you, Lou. How old do you think he is?
Oh, about 44.
44. And Tony, what do you think?
I'm going to have to say 47.
And Marion?
I'll go for 46.
What would your son say? Well, never mind. Okay, Donna, what do you think?
45.
And Don?
49.
I love the way you said that. Was that a Jack Benny thing? Because he's 39. 39, not, you know, 49. Okay, and Jimmy, what do you say?
47.
Okay, now let's check, now that we have all the answers in, we'll check and see how old he actually is. Gary Berghoff.
What the hell? Now, wait a minute. This card says
wrong
MASH
music
on it.
This was the original MASH theme. They only used that for the first 3 seconds of the program.
Oh,
see, there you go. That's the part you don't normally
there's
hear.
There's dust on this card. That's how old it
is. That's a great sound. I like that. The actual age of Gary Berghoff of MASH is 49 years old, and so that's what you said, Don. That's
Don's cheating.
You think Don is cheating because he's got two right on the
Paul
button?
Paul's cousin.
Yeah.
He's got Paul coaching him.
Okay, well, let's check. We'll ask him outright. You know, there's no sense in hinting.
Sure.
Don, are you cheating?
This is my first time playing, so I wouldn't...
That doesn't make any difference.
No. Yeah. The fact that it's your first time does not mean that you can't cheat. Are you cheating?
No, I'm not.
The answer is no, you're not cheating?
No, I'm not.
He's got a grin in his voice. Can't you see it? I can hear it. No, I'm not cheating. He's related to Paul.
No, we don't want to accuse him just because you guys are jealous and he caught it, you know.
That's well, you know.
Yeah.
No, he's not cheating.
He's not cheating?
No.
He's sitting with his trivia book.
He's got a trivia book?
Sure.
Does a trivia
book have... Is Don Marion's son? Wait a minute.
No, does the trivia book have ages in it and stuff? I have
a big thick book. I tried to run for it for that. I was afraid I had to come back again. I couldn't reach it.
Yeah, the trivia book has a lot in it, but it's not, by the time he finds the page, to get it.
Marion was admitting to us that she couldn't reach for her cheat sheet.
Yeah.
She was going to try to get her book.
And I had to get it.
There's only 26 letters in the alphabet.
Okay, let's go to now we got that out of our systems. Priscilla Presley. Of course, not only Elvis Presley's wife, but a funny actress. What was that?
Naked Gun.
Yeah, that's right.
Naked Gun 2 and a half.
Naked Gun 2 and a half, yeah. Okay, we'll start with you, Marion. What do you think?
46.
46, okay. And Don, what do you say?
Pause.
I don't know. I'll say 46, too.
You'll say 46 also. And Jimmy?
44.
44. Tony?
43.
43. Donna?
I'll go with the 44.
44. And Lou?
46.
46 also. Okay. Let us check the actual age, then, of Priscilla Presley.
I was trying to find some Elvis.
That's right. That was one of...
Oh, he's in heaven. I get it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Do you think he really is in heaven? Because I saw him in the teen canteen a little while ago. Priscilla Presley's actual age is 47.
Oh,
and so those of you...
No, she isn't that old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she's
now...
She's like a... 11 or 12 years younger than Elvis.
That's true. I should have thought of that.
Yeah, Lou, Marion, and Don, the cheater.
She looks damn good, I'll say that.
Oh, yeah, all said 46, so they're three right there. Don hasn't missed a one. Isn't that interesting for his first try? What do you think, kids? Is he cheating?
Is that beginner's luck?
It's either beginner's luck or he's a hardened cheater. Okay. Rosanna? Oh, Roseanne Cash.
Who?
Roseanne Cash.
Oh, you mean that awful Fast Five? I know, I haven't seen that.
Are you speaking?
Roseanne,
I'm sorry, are you speaking English? Are you English? I think she is, although it's my third language.
You mean Roseanne, the one that
she's still Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, no, it's not Roseanne Barr's. No, it's Johnny. No, no, his daughter, or his niece, or something.
Oh, there is a relation there.
Yeah, there is a relation, but I don't think she's his daughter. And she's not his wife. Therefore, she is his uncle. That's the riddle. That's the answer to the riddle. I'm not Joanne. What?
How old are you? I'll give you a special
What? That question is totally out of order. I'm going to ask the constable to remove you from the town meeting.
Almost morning. I got to get up and go to work.
What time do you have to get up?
Oh, I could just go to church, but it's hard work to get up and go to church.
So you said you had to get up to go to work.
That's it. I'm going to church.
So church is that's going... Work. I see.
I'm glad somebody got
that. Yeah, that's interesting.
I thought so.
Let me start with you, Tony.
I don't know how old our
minister is. Okay, you've had your chance. Be quiet. Tony, how old is Roseanne Cash? Look at the letter she just sent you with her picture in a compromising position.
That's right. I don't know why.
Yeah. There's a picture there. She's sitting on a stoop in Nashville, Tennessee.
And she has some certain amount of cash covering.
That's right. And the stoop she's sitting on is a guy named Fred Stoop. And I don't even know what that means. But anyway, how old would you say?
Well, she might be, I'll say 39.
You'll say what?
39.
39? You're going to say, 39. Okay. She's an awful, nice person. I took her for a ride in my Maxwell. Oh, God, I'm losing it even more. Okay, let me ask you, Don, what do you think? How old is Roseanne Cash?
I'll say 41.
41. Okay.
Why do I have a feeling she's... Never mind. When the answer's given, I'll... I want to say.
We'll give you a comment at that time, and we'll be looking forward to it. Lou, what do you say? How old is Roseanne Cash?
About 40.
You'll say 40.
That's what I was going to say.
Give or take a day.
Yeah. Okay.
Lose right.
Okay, let me ask Donna that very same question. Donna?
37.
37. And Marion?
Is this Rosanna Banana Banana? You know?
No, it's not. No.
It isn't the show, Rosanna. No.
It's not that Rosanna.
Oh,
I don't know. I have no idea what this other cash is. All I know is that a big, you know, da 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 da.
You just know da 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 da?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, who is Rosanna Cash? Just a quick hint.
I think we went through all that at the beginning. You want to take a guess?
Joni Cash's daughter.
Roseanne Cash? I don't know.
She's related to Don Money and Johnny Dollar.
Exactly.
But not Big Bucks.
And Penny Singleton.
She works at the National Bank.
Hey, Norm, keep it up. I got a son I can talk about.
Mary, you want to take a shot at this? How old do you think she is?
I never heard of her.
Just pick two numbers.
Yeah,
okay.
Just
any two numbers at random.
Is she between 30 and 40?
Give us an age, will you, Roseanne?
Okay,
or Marion,
okay.
Whatever your name is.
I would say 38.
If she guesses it correctly, I'll kill myself. Jimmy, what do you say?
37.
Okay, here's the actual age then of Rosanna Cash.
Oh, that country music. I love that country music. Yes, sir. Love that country music. Oh, that country music is really swell.
You know, I'm going to continue. Oh, there's more. Rosanna Cash is 37 years old, and so Jimmy and Donna both hit it right on the
money. All right, Donna.
Oh, all
right. They hit it right on the money. It's very funny.
Okay, Don's
not cheating.
Well, he threw that one. He had to move it sooner or later.
Yeah. Well, he's got three. He's still leading the pack.
I guess the heat is off now.
Yeah. Donna's got three correct answers. And having one correct answer each are Jimmy, Donna, Marion and Lou, so the only one who has not won anything yet. Do I have to give them your name, Tony?
No, please don't. Keep it anonymous.
Okay, so there's one person who has, an anonymous person has not had any correct answers. Let's do Patti LaBelle, the great blues singer, rhythm and blues and stuff, fine singer, and a lovely looking lady, and a woman. Well, never mind.
Do you wear glasses?
No, I don't wear glasses. Do you think I should?
The hairstyle.
Yeah. Yes, I wear glasses. Jimmy, let me ask you.
How old are your glasses, Norm?
Same age as Patti LaBelle. What do you say, Jimmy? How old is Patti LaBelle?
Let's see. Patti LaBelle. I'm going to say 45.
Okay, and what do you say, Don? Now that the heat is off. 41. And Donna?
47.
Okay, I'm going to regret this next one, but could you tell us your answer, Marion?
See, I have to use maybe some food now. 40, let's try it for 46.
Oh, that was a fast machine.
Yeah, that's not bad. 46, you say. Is that what
you're
said?
You're really giving me an inferiority complex.
No, we're not. You are inferior.
Yes, you are.
It's not a complex.
Besides my birthday, and I'm older and everything, I feel terrible. All right, continue.
No, you're just as young-looking as you were.
Oh, I am. I'm pretty, too.
Are you pretty?
I am. Yeah, very.
Yeah?
Send me a picture.
So I tell myself.
Tony, what do you... I don't even know what the question is. I forget what the question is.
Patti LaBelle.
Oh, how old is Patti LaBelle?
45.
You're saying the same thing Jimmy did.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh.
Lou, what do you say?
I'll say 41.
41. Okay, we'll get the actual answer right now. LaBelle, I see.
Very good.
Okay, and the actual age of Patti LaBelle is 48, which means Donna, who said 47. Oh, my goodness, we're getting violent. Donna said 47, so she was the closest.
I can't believe all these people you've mentioned, I thought were much younger than.
obviously that's why I'm guessing much lower.
No, actually, it's funny. I have a couple of sources, and on one, I've got two different ages for Gary Berghoff. We're sticking with the Associated Press.
Well, wait a minute. If I can get a point out of this, I want one.
No, well, no, the ages are so far different that the
really?
that I think okay, one has to be wrong.
Who's complaining there?
I am.
No, I'm just telling you that Gary Berghoff, AP, we're going by AP anyway. They list him as 49, which
what's the other source?
The other source is this Chase's annual events, and they list him as 58, which is way different.
I think I'm going with AP.
So, no, I'm going with AP.
A little more credible there.
I think so. Okay, I'm going to give you some dates now. That is, I'm going to give you some events, and you tell me the date.
Nothing in this round.
No, you no.
I hate this part of the game.
No. You may get this one.
Oh.
Okay. For example, the first Major League Baseball game played at night took place in Cincinnati. I'll even give you that. The Reds beat the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1. First Major League Baseball game played at night. Okay. Because I think that's kind of more interesting even than birthdays, don't you? No, I guess not. Okay.
Oh, sure. It makes it a little more educational, if you want to say, but I still hate this part of the game.
Okay. Then I won't ask you first. I'll ask Don first. First night game in the major leagues. Again, played in Cincinnati.
1962,
says Don. Okay, and, Marion.
That's discrimination.
What's discrimination?
I don't like baseball, particularly. Okay, let's have it for, I would say 1948.
Okay, and, Lou, what do you say?
About 1943.
And Tony?
Well, Lou sounded like he may have had an in on that.
Not really.
Go for it, Tony.
40. Did they have electricity in 43?
Did they have electricity in 43?
I'm kidding. 1948.
Same as what Marion said.
Yeah, oh, well, wait a minute. Let me change it then. No, I'll stay with 48.
Okay, Jimmy, what do you say?
I'm going to go with 44.
1944. And Donna?
1950.
Okay, and I think you're all going to be surprised at the answer. The actual year that the first Major League game was played at night in Cincinnati, the Reds against the Philadelphia.
Sell my soul for one long ball hitter.
No comment.
What's that?
No comment.
Who do they play?
Well, they beat the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1. Does that matter?
Yeah, can I change my answer?
Not really.
No. Okay, actually, the first the year was 1935.
Oh, wow.
1935. So the closest was, I think, Lou said 1943.
Why didn't I?
Yeah, he was eight years old.
Why didn't I still
know? But everybody has more recent years than that.
I thought you were going to say when was the first night game played in Chicago.
That was just a few years ago.
That was the Chicago Cubs, but the Chicago White Sox have played a night before that.
No.
No?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, did they?
Yeah, they have a different stadium. Okay. They've had lights for several years.
Wrigley never had lights until, like, 1988.
Yeah, the reason for that was they were in a neighborhood and they didn't want to disturb the neighbors. And that's the truth. So help me God. Amen. Okay, the opening of the...
I need a point.
Okay, here's a chance for you. That's right. Okay. Tony is way down. Women's stuff.
Yeah. Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, the first embroidery...
of a doily.
Hemorrhizer up or down?
The Brooklyn Bridge was open to traffic in what year? The Brooklyn Bridge linking Brooklyn and Manhattan opened to traffic.
Some of those people are still trying to get across. Yeah.
That's right. And the first people in line still are only halfway through. Okay. What year was the Brooklyn Bridge opened? And let's ask Lou first.
I'm probably expected to know this.
That's right, too. That's right.
I think it was around 1947.
1947, the Brooklyn Bridge, 1947,
Someone just hurt themselves.
Okay, Tony, what do you say?
Oh, I'll say 1947. What the heck?
And Marion?
1938.
Oh.
And what do you think, Donna?
I was going to say 47. That's the one who hurt themselves.
I thought it was you.
And Don?
1939.
1949. I see. Okay. And the first car across, I suppose, was, that's right. And Jimmy, what do you say?
I'm going to say 1929.
1929. You all stink to high heaven with your cockamamie answers, because none of you was even close.
You're lucky we're playing with you.
What's that, please?
You're lucky we're playing with you.
You're darn right. This is getting sort of monotonous.
It's probably like 1908, right?
No, it's even before that. The actual date. The date that the Brooklyn Bridge, linking Brooklyn and Manhattan, was open to traffic in 1883.
They weren't driving Maxwells back then, were they?
Horse and buggies.
It's nice to have someone older than me, anyhow.
No, you remember that.
Four-wheel drive then.
No, I know it. You know it seemed. I know you were going by when the maybe cars started or something.
No, I don't know what the heck I was. I wasn't going on that. I was going on Lou's answer.
Did you know that one?
No, I was figuring after the war.
After Revolution, I guess.
Actually, 1883. As a matter of fact,
Grandfather's father pulled those buggies.
That's right.
Wasn't there some guy buried in it?
That's right, there was. His name was Walter Lipschitz. In fact, in 1983, New Yorkers marked the 100th anniversary of the Brooklyn Bridge with a parade and a massive fireworks display. That was just in 1983.
If you gave me that hint, I still probably would. Who's closest? Someone's about 100 years off, whoever it is.
I'm sorry, we had another question also?
Wasn't that bridge sold many, many times after that date?
It was sold many, many times.
How many?
Arizona now.
No, that's the London Bridge.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
No, the London Bridge. The Brooklyn Bridge is still
there. That's a valiant attempt, Jim.
No, the London Bridge, the original London Bridge was torn down and reassembled in Arizona.
Jimmy's brain is falling down. Do-da. That's right.
Okay, here's the last one.
Well, who won? Who won that?
Oh, I beg your pardon. Who won that would have been Jimmy.
Who was what?
He said 1929. He was only 47 years old.
I won that?
Yeah.
I think you broke our record. How wrong you could possibly be.
How wrong?
What did I say, Norm?
You said...
I was actually right with 1929. Oh, my God.
Now, you said 1938. He said 1929.
Holy moly.
Let me see how far off he was.
I think he may have crossed the bridge about that time.
Yeah, he was actually 46 years off, but still the closest. Okay, here's the final one now. On this day, Samuel F.B. Morse, and never trust a guy who's got two middle initials.
Morse code?
Yeah, he transmitted the message, "What hath God wrought?" From Washington to Baltimore, as he formally opened America's first telegraph line. And anyway, that was it. Samuel F.B. Morse, "What hath God wrought?"
F.B. must have stood full of baloney or something else.
It might have. It might very well have, Jim. You betcha. Okay, who do we start with last time? We start with you, Jim, with Lou?
Lou, I think.
Okay, we'll start with Jim this time. What year was that first telegraphic message?
Let's see.
Mm. 1897. Okay, let me write that down as da-da-da-dit, da-da-da-da-dit. Okay, 1897. And Don, what do you say? Because we're rooting for you. You got the first three, and then your bat has been silent since. If you'll pardon the expression.
That's what she said.
1865.
Okay, and Donna, what do you say?
1890.
Okay, Marion?
I think they did that down at the Cape, and but I'm guessing, I have to guess, I'd say maybe
1886. Okay, Tony? 1880.
I should
know this, too. Why is that?
Mm-hmm.
I probably studied at school.
Should know this because you think you studied in school, but you don't remember whether you studied it, actually.
No.
Okay. Lou, what do you say?
I was out that day.
Stretch, you had the flu.
Yeah.
I'll say.
You were reading the comics in the New York Daily News.
I fell asleep.
What do you think?
Right, well, we're in the 1800s,
Well, not necessarily. I just, the question
1975. I'll go 1878.
Okay.
I probably should have went a little lower myself, but me too.
You've gone as low as you can go.
Yeah, I'm scraping the bottom.
Okay, here's the actual date. When
there's a real recording of it here, you know.
Samuel F.B. Morse transmitted the message, "What hath God wrought?" from Washington to Baltimore. She formally opened America's first telegraph line.
Little interference.
Okay. The actual year was 1844. 1844. So Lou said 1878. He was the closest. No, he wasn't. He was not. Wait a minute. Don said 1865. Yeah, so Don was the closest. Yeah, Don was the closest. And he wasn't that far off all in all then. He was 21 years off, but that's not bad.
We have one more.
That's about it. We have. Let me give you the scores.
I don't want to hear the scores.
Don has 4, Jimmy 2, and Donna had 2, and so had Lou. Lou has 2, and Marion has 1, and Tony
really
and Tony has a big smile on his face.
Marion has 1 more than I do. Talk about being hurt.
I'd like to give him a smile on his face, too.
Whoa.
I'm a lousy loser.
I'll take my zero.
All the sleep I lost and everything, and then I didn't win anything. I'm gonna write. Who do I write to?
You can write to Mr. John Spinola.
Actually,
you won your chance to be on, and you won our hearts.
Oh, well,
Marion.
No.
So is Don the big winner?
One more.
Yes, Don. Don, we'll just keep talking while she talks. It won't matter. Don is the big. You keep talking, Marion. We won't be listening, but what the heck? Don is the big winner. Very, very nice, Don. And you hang on, and you give your name and address, if you would, to Tony, the big loser. And he'll resent you from the very beginning, but give me your name and address.
Don.
I'm so happy. Listen to it. You can hear the joy.
And, of course, we go to the WBZ Tacky Gift Shop for your gift, something that you probably hate, but it's non-returnable. If you don't like it, just give it to somebody. Don't give it back to us. We don't want it.
Tacky yet recyclable.
It is recyclable. That's true. Yeah, that's quite true.
Will it have any value in a yard sale?
Well, not enough to make it worthwhile.
Oh, sure. If you can sell it, you'd make a profit immediately. You won it. You got it for nothing, so no matter what.
That's right, too.
It'll be a profit.
And we pay the postage. You don't even have to pay that. And it didn't cost you anything to call here, dude, because you're calling from Melrose.
And
that's
I call
free call
them back, because we call everybody back.
Oh, I see. So there you go.
Yeah, you can get a nickel for it and make a profit.
Yeah.
So it is worth something.
Take it to a flea market. It's probably a flea.
Donna. We expected more of you than that.
But because it's your birthday.
Because it's your birthday. And I remember beginning my broadcasting career and thinking, what a wonderful day to begin it. It's Donna's birthday. And if only she were born by now.
Alive. I wonder how old Donna is. That may be correct, Norm.
Do you think I might have started the same day Donna was born?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
What year did you start?
You tell me what year you were born. I think we're a loggerhead.
How about the decade? Just the decade.
No. 1955.
1955. I'd already been in radio.
Oh, God, you were.
11 years by that point. You know something, Donna? God, I want you. But I don't think I can have you because I don't think I can handle it anymore.
Why did I know he was going to say that?
Jimmy, thank you very much for being part of the game.
Always a pleasure, Norm. Thank you.
Take care of yourself. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. And Donna, very happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I enjoyed playing.
We enjoyed having you with us.
I enjoyed listening to you, too.
Thanks a million. Everybody can join in if you care to sing to Donna and her happy birthday.
And, of course, to Marion, too, on Monday.
That's right. And for Marion, too. Happy birthday, Donna and Marion. Happy birthday to you. Ah, what a joyous day. And do take a piece of cake on your way home. Hey, thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Take care now. Bye-bye. And bye-bye to you, Mary. Thank you for playing the game with us.
Thank you, Norm.
Take care, and happy birthday to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
She's got an extra piece of cake for her son.
That's right, too. help yourself as much as you want. And thank you very much, Lou. We'll talk with you in about 10 minutes or so. Take care. Bye-bye. And, of course, Tony, I know you'll want to hang up on me.
Yeah. But I think I may let you hang up on...
I guess he changed his mind. Okay, Tony. And here's Don, hang in there, and Tony will take your name and address, and we'll get a tacky gift out to you.
Okay,
and,
thanks so much. Bye now.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye now. Okay, it's... I feel so lonesome now. Everybody's gone. Anybody here? Hello? They're all gone. I think I'll do a crossword puzzle as I listen to the spring peepers. We're still peeping. It is so quiet you can hear these spring peepers, and they're way up in northern Maine. We still have the sound of peepers or something coming from the bogs. It may be a dead person. I can see a muddy hand rising from the bog with a face that looks just so frightening. Okay. Oh, I'm too afraid to continue this. Let's do the WBZ AccuWeather forecast. Let's see if I can find it, first of all. I think that muddy hand took it. Now, here's the five-day WBZ AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Roy Gallant, and, of course, accompanied by the guitar playing of the very lovely Gladys Klubnik. Thank you. If you'd like to call me meantime, I'd love to talk with you. I'm going to be around for another hour or so, less than an hour. Whatever may be on your mind, call me at 254-1030, area code 617. Five-day WBZ AccuWeather forecast for meteorologist Roy Gallant. Calls for clouds today, perhaps a shower. Breezy, much cooler, with temperatures falling into the 50s by afternoon. Sunday night, patchy clouds, brisk. Lows about 45. Monday, clouds with a chance of a shower. Highs 58. Tuesday, lots of clouds, chance of a shower, highs 58 to 63. Wednesday, clouds, perhaps a shower, highs 58 to 63. The temperature in Boston right now is 63 degrees. Or as we call them, 63 WBZ. degrees. Thank you. I feel so sexy in my shirt. All right, I'll stop singing. What a sore head. Okay, let's go to Marilyn in Dorchester. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. You don't remember me, Norm?
Pardon me?
Marilyn Gorelick.
Pardon me?
Marilyn Gorelick.
Oh, you're Marilyn Gorelick, I see. What a funny joke.
Yes, it was, but not always ostentatious.
That's right. You're the lady who has a different name every time you call, and you talk fast. You talk fast so we can't understand you, which is good.
How about your muscles like?
See, now I didn't understand that at all.
Feel.
How much? What did you tell me again?
Huh?
What did you just say?
Marilyn Gorelick.
Marilyn Gorelick.
Oh,
Marilyn. Oh, Marilyn. Marilyn.
Like coiled steel.
So, oh, yes. Oh, oh, oh.
How about a wrestling match, Norm?
Yeah.
For old time's sake.
Yeah.
No. You don't know what it is?
Oh, God, you must have just come from the Comedy Connection. You, the feed should stand up.
It's Mariah.
It's Mariah?
From your days of your wrestling matches.
You're from the days of my wrestling matches? Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry, if you'd let me ask you the question.
From your days. Tell me about your wrestling matches.
What about the wrestling matches?
When you used to do them.
Yes?
Color radio.
Color radio.
Uncle Norm.
Yes?
I got you good. Where can you go from here?
Is that you laughing or is there somebody else with you?
Your program's good tonight. What do you got, some French fries?
Are we going to have some, what did you say? We're going to have some French fries? What did you say? Oh, tree frogs. I told you English is only my third language. Marilyn?
And your dog named Penny.
Oh, boy, you're going back. That was a dog I had years ago.
Shalom, Norm.
What's that, please?
Shalom.
Shalom, that's it, huh? Okay, shalom is shalom. Oh, that was a wonderful... That was a wonderful conversation. When I think of some of the things she... what she said. Oh, that's good. A person has to laugh every now and then just to clean out the insides, don't you think? I hope I'm not talking too medical for you. Okay, it's seven minutes before 4 o'clock here at the WBC. Ruth, you're going to have to go a long way to beat that conversation.
I know it. And Marion, who was on your game, she used to call David on all-night radio all the time. So I recognize that voice.
I don't believe she's ever called me before. I made the big time.
Yeah, she actually does have a son, as you know, who was in the record business or something. It's something to do with a recording studio in upstate New York. So she used to call David and speak to him all the time about him.
Wow.
How's everything going? I can tell good. I have one and only good niece, and she just got married this evening in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, that's nice.
And I couldn't go, but anyway, I called her up just before. She's a big muck at the Hard Rock Cafe. That's her job.
In Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, at the new Universal place. It's her first marriage, and she just got married at 8 o'clock this evening. And they had a big party, and my sister flew down and a couple other relatives. And so I sent her a big, beautiful vase, and she said she had it all filled with white, beautiful tulips, so to think that I would be there. Wasn't that nice?
Oh, that was very nice.
Wasn't that nice? Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah. So anyway, she married a nice guy, and they were on their way to Palm Springs, California for a week honeymoon. She has to be back quickly because, you know, Orlando's wild this time of year. You know, and every time there's vacation and everything.
Oh, busy me.
Yeah, you know, they opened the Hard Rock there a year ago, September. They had, and she's in the merchandise area. And they have 60 people working in the merchandising area. And they had one checkout counter, and they had to break through the walls. And they now have 13 checkout counters, and there's about a half an hour wait if you want to buy a T-shirt. Believe that?
Wow.
Doing fantastic business. Oh, it's a, you know, it's a very big thing. So anyway,
does the Boston one do that well?
No, it does well. Well, she worked here in the Boston one, and they asked her if she'd like to go down and try it, because she's from here. So she went down for a couple of months, and she liked it there, and they put her in charge, and all these, whatever. We know it's been open, I think, a year ago, September it opened, and during college week, they do such, and in the figure she quotes me, I say, you mean a year? And she says, no, I mean a day. And I think, what?
Yeah.
But they all do well, all of them. And that Hollywood, Planet Hollywood, too, you know, they're all...
They have their own radio station coming into Disney World. That is, you can tune in on your radio as you get close.
Oh, really?
And they'll give you traffic reports and whether or not the parking lot is full and all that for several miles before you get to it.
Oh.
Boy, that is really big business. And I haven't been down there for years. I was down there before... Epcot and before the movie studios and all of that, and they were, I mean, tremendously crowded at that time. That must be impossible by now.
Well, Ed McMahon, I heard him say, of course, he's taking Star Search to
those studios.
Yes, and he said, and so Johnny Carson had asked him how come he was going there, and he said, because 37 million people went through Disney World last year alone.
I don't see how they can handle much additional traffic down there. It's just been absolutely jammed.
Yeah.
It's an interesting part of Florida, though. There are a whole lot of other things to do as well.
Right.
Including up to this past year, the Red Sox were training camp at
Winter Haven.
Winter Haven's not that far away.
Yeah. Yeah, I have quite a few friends who moved down there from this area. A couple of people in radio and a lady who owned a dance studio, and they all love it down there. They, you know, especially, you know, when it's cooler weather here, it's great down there. They say that, you know, it's cheaper living, and it's a super place to be. I've never been there at all. I'm sorry I didn't get to go, you know, prior to being ill, but I'll get there maybe one of these days.
Yeah. Busch Garden is down there, and the Sea World and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's nicer than further south in Florida, where it's all kind of gaudy and big, funny-looking hotels and very old people.
I used to go to Miami a lot. I used to have a boyfriend who was a radio announcer who worked at WINZ in Miami, and I used to be down there quite often, Key Biscayne, you know, and all around. But in those days, it was really nice there, too. You know, but it's, you know, like everything else, everything changes. Nothing is forever.
Since when? I'm going to have to embroider that.
I have a 92-year-old friend, and she has the greatest philosophy of life, and that's her favorite line. Nothing is forever. So far, she's going to be 92.
And that won't be forever, because she'll get to be 93.
That's right. So put that on your doily.
Okay.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Ruth. Okay. Take care. Yeah. Bye-bye. But it's about a minute and a half before 4 o'clock. You know what I thought we'd do? I thought at 4 o'clock we'd have the news. Because, I don't know, suddenly I just have this urge to know what's going on. Doesn't come too often, so I want to know now. And then after that, we'll be around for about another half hour or so. And if you've been thinking about calling, I know what's going to happen. A half hour will go by so quickly, we'll be off the air, and you'll say, son of a gun, why didn't I call when I had the chance? So do call us, 254-1030, area code 617. Thank you just so much. Okay, you know the cast. Tony Nesbitt as our producer. I'm Norm Nathan with the lovely Marilyn Gorelnick. Red Sox beat Oakland 5-1, but the sad news is the Bruins lost to the Pittsburgh Penguins in their hockey playoff game by that very same score, 5-1. Yeah, they're just sitting here, just a whole row full of kids and just so disgruntled that the Bruins have lost in 4 straight to the Penguins. But hey, as we say with all the with all our sports, including the Celtics too, wait till next year or something. Okay, at 20 seconds, it'll be news time at 4 o'clock.
WBZ Boston. Get the latest news, weather, and traffic when you need it from New England's news and information station, WBZ AM 1030.
Oh, we got another great quote from Norm, didn't we? A person has to laugh every now and then just to clean out the insides, don't you think? 48 years in broadcasting at that point. He made it to 50, and what a party we had. I have those tapes as well, along with extended comments and well wishes from fellow broadcasters. When the time comes, I will put together a producer's cut miniseries of that night. Please like, subscribe, and share. I enjoy hearing from you, whether in the comments or through email at normnathanvos, for Vault of Silliness, so normnathanvos@gmail.com. Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For Lou Ambrosino, our featured guitarist, Gladys Putklubnik, and the man with only one middle initial, so you can trust him, Norman I. Nathan. I'm Tony T. Nesbitt.